Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Keith Overt here, broadcasting live from the I-4 GovCon event, and I have two fantastically excited people. Is that a word? That's a word. We're going to make it a word. That'll work. Excited people here at the table with me today. I have Lauren, is it Weiner?
It is.
Okay, PhD, CEO, WWC. All right. And then I have Sherry Doherty here from the Power to Transform. So good morning or good, I guess it's afternoon now.
It's afternoon. Yeah.
Good DAI afternoon. Solutions.
Yeah. Say again?
DAI Solutions is the company.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So I'm, see, you need a bigger card.
I know.
Or I need glasses, one of the two. So, Lauren, talk to me about what brings you here to I-4 GovCon.
I have been in the government space for the last 12 years as a business owner, mm-hmm. And we have been working both internationally and domestically. Mm-hmm. So they invited me to speak on the panel about international consulting, talk a little bit about kind of what it looks like to work internationally, particularly as it relates to work for the federal government, for the U.S. government.
Yeah. Okay. Overseas. So give me the lowdown. What does it look like? Because that to me sounds like a big headache.
It is a big headache.
but that's why you're here, right?
It's a big headache. We actually started the company overseas. So we learned that before we learned anything else.
Right.
We have seen a whole lot of businesses do it wrong. We have seen a whole lot of businesses fail doing this and actually get past performance that's really negative, what have you, because they don't know how to get somebody overseas, what to do with the visa process, what the SOFA looks like, the Status of Forces Agreement in each individual country. Mm-hmm. And some countries don't even have a SOFA agreement, but what it looks like for each individual thing. And all of them are extremely high stakes. We've actually seen one company that tried to place somebody without following the rules of the host government and almost caused an international incident.
Sure.
So,
which is never fun.
No. The good news is we got to fix that one, so.
And you guys are here in Tampa?
We are. We're a Tampa-based company.
Okay. So where do you find, and I don't know, some of the things Jenny was speaking about that we've been talking about earlier is just making the right connections with all of these people. Do you find what they're saying sort of hard? You guys kind of, everybody's here, but you just don't know that you're here?
I've found, because I work up in D.C. a lot, but we're down here, I've found the people here to be incredibly collaborative.
Yeah.
That it isn't that hard to make the connections down here. All of us kind of know each other. And although we compete a lot with each other on a bunch of different things, we all know who's going after what usually and how, what have you. But I've been able to reach out to a lot of the small and large businesses here and get help about certain things. Or, you know, hey, don't knock your head against this wall. I've done it before. And
right.
So we kind of mentor some of the new firms coming up. We've been mentored by some of the firms. We have a formal mentorship with one of the firms down here, Celestar, mm-hmm. in a mentor protege program. But there's so many other firms that we reach out to or that reach out to us. I found Tampa to be an incredibly good place to have a small business, particularly one focused on the government market.
Well, very cool. So who else is on your panel with you today? Because I know Jenny did some really good matchmaking. It's okay if you don't have to know names, but you guys are all kind of, I mean, everybody's sort of set together like a team, right?
Yes. We've got a lawyer. We've got a banker. So we've
sounds like
got,
Monopoly.
Right? A lawyer, a banker, a business owner. We've been, and then two, actually, a business owner and then a business consultant who does work overseas. We've got a pretty good mix of people who know how to deal with the different issues that kind of come up.
Yeah. What are you most excited, aside from speaking on your own behalf and tooting your own horn, what are you most excited to see today or have you already been a part of?
I mean, I think just seeing the different kind of levels of interest from the different groups at this point, because there are some, you know, I've done some of the I-4 GovCon meetings so far, mm-hmm. and I was really impressed with them. This is a much bigger group and a much more in-depth group.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing as we're walking around all of the different people that really work within this community. And Jenny has done an amazing job of pulling all of the right players.
Yeah, they keep calling
together.
Her like the Teaminator.
She's amazing. She's amazing. She's really done a great job of pulling something together mm-hmm. where the panels are great. The panels are really helpful. I've got one of my brand new employees who's doing BD for us, proposal writing and such, here to learn all of the stuff at the entry level. But there's also stuff at the much higher levels that somebody who's been working around this for 10, 15, 20 years still can learn some stuff, which I'm really impressed that you can do both of those.
Very cool. Well, let's tell everybody a website or your company information where they can find you and all that good stuff.
It's www.consult.com.
Phone number or anything? Just go to the website, huh?
Just go to the website.
Just go to the website. Well, great. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you
so
much.
If you have to go, we understand. But if you can hang in,
I'll hang.
These chairs have been empty most mornings, so I'm excited to have company.
Nice.
So, Sherry, tell us about DAI Solutions. See, I got it right that time.
You did a great job. We are a federal contractor based out of D.C. The company's about 20 years old. And we are trying to move our capabilities down into the Florida area, all over. And one of the things that we're really trying to do is support businesses who are trying to get into the federal market. We've been doing it for 20 years ourselves.
Yeah, I heard it's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, and understanding kind of the ins and outs and what that really means. And because we have done it forever and a day, and I've been in the business for 30 years, we put together a practice where we're actually helping people do everything from how to put your communication package together to even go for that first meeting, mm-hmm. all the way through how do you get into the right agencies based on your product and service and what that research would mean. And then we help people write proposals or help them write whatever they need, a request for information response,
mm-hmm.
how to put a briefing together to be able to get in there. And then because we're based in Old Town Alexandria, which is right outside of D.C., we have office space that people can rent for a day, for a week, conference room for a couple hours. I'm a firm believer if you're going to try and chase federal business in the world, you need to have a DC presence because it's really hard to do it remotely. And so what I have is a consortium of people that I put together that can help these businesses kind of figure out where they need to go. If you want to go into the VA, I've got somebody who's VA oriented, or GSA, or DOD. And then we look at their products or services or whatever their offerings are and kind of help them package that to be able to figure out where they have the best bang for their buck, where the money is for a particular line item in the budget that they would be buying that service.
Right.
And so we can just help them. And then we also have what we call the back office, because what we do is the whole human capital learning communication website branding for the feds. And so we can help turn that around and help a company once they win something. How do you hire the right people? How do you put the right position description? Where do you go find these people? And then how do you actually train your leaders to be better leaders? How do you train somebody to be a PM? And then the whole communication and branding. Do you need to up your website? Do you need to use social media? What do you need to do to kind of grow your game as you grow your federal presence?
Lauren's over here shaking her head. You're speaking her language, aren't you?
I wish I'd known this 10 years ago. Now we figured it out, but it was a lot of knocking our head against a wall.
There's no school for how to do federal contracting. It's by the city.
Sort of throw you to the wolves, huh?
Right. And, you know, for me, I worked what we call Beltway Bandits in D.C. Mm-hmm. You work for different companies and you learn the game and then you start your own business. Or a lot of people come out of the military and they kind of understand it, but it's a different world even from being on the other side of the fence or being a Fed and coming out. They all go, wow, this is not the way I thought it really was.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we work pretty hard and write these proposals and don't get anybody to even respond to us and say, oh, yeah, no, that we're not going forward with that. That's kind of what we believe, that we can help people sort of figure out that game that took me 20 years. And I'm learning every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I have it all together right now either.
I don't think you ever can.
No.
I don't think it's physically possible to have it all together. And when you do, it changes.
Yeah, they're going to change it tomorrow.
Right. And because we're a women-owned business, small business, you know, I've heard that story for 20 years, and everybody said, well, you're a woman-owned business. I'm like, no. If I was service-disabled veteran-owned small business or an 8A or a hub zone, I would have a whole lot different game to women contracts than women-owned. But women-owned is starting to take some legs and starting to have some energy behind that. It's not a straight set-aside, but we've won one of our first women-owned base contracts for as a small business and our NAICS codes. So I do feel that it's starting to take some legs.
Well, good. Well, what are you most excited for today?
Really, because I'm brand new at trying to figure out the Florida game and what's going on down here and how we might be able to build the business. So I found out about this and talked to Jenny on the phone and was just really excited about kind of what she's trying to do,
yeah,
who the people will be here. So today, for me, it's just listening and meeting people and trying to network and figure out kind of what's going on in the,
yeah,
Tampa area as well as some of the other areas around Florida. And just keep that motivation going.
Very neat. I think Lauren might be able to help you. It sounds like she's got her finger on a pulse.
There's a ton of people around here who could use your help, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I will be changing cards with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. It's a great market down here. It really is. I mean, it is there, and it should be even bigger, and we're working kind of as a group to make it,
yeah,
bigger, more important. This I-4 corridor really should be like a Northern Virginia, like a Huntsville,
yeah,
like a San Diego, and it's becoming that.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see that it's continuing to become that.
Well, we in Pensacola feel the same, and so Jenny and I have sort of tried. We're going to, before you know it, we're all going to be hanging out
together.
Absolutely. I tell you. So.
Awesome.
Well, I just wanted to mention that you and I have something in common.
Uh-oh.
What is this? Florida State.
Yeah, go Noles.
Yes.
Yes,
I went
go
to Florida
Noles.
State, too.
Awesome. So hopefully nobody here will hold that against us, and we can we can rally.
Yeah, don't say it out loud.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I want to thank both of you ladies for coming
Absolutely.
And hanging out today. And I think they're moving on. I see lunches being moved and other things getting set up. So we'll move on to the next agenda. All right. Well, thank you
thank
very
you.
Much for hanging
Thanks
out.
Thanks a lot.
All right, this
bye-bye.
Has been Keith Hovert at Broadcasting Live from I-4 GovCon Summit. Thank you very much.
Together.